DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Attempts to end the government shutdown failing again today in the Senate. 750,000 federal workers are furloughed. Essential employees are working without pay. Vice President J.D. Vance at today's White House briefing blaming Democrats for the shutdown and threatening layoffs could be next.
If this thing drags on for another few days or, God forbid, another few weeks, we are going to have to lay people off. We're going to have to save money in some places so the essential services don't get turned off in other places. That is the reality of the government shutdown.
Democrats say they're fighting for health care benefits, including Medicaid. German police say they've conducted a security sweep at the Oktoberfest fairgrounds in Munich after an earlier bomb threat nearby the famed festival. It's since been reopened. Police say the suspect was located, and it appears he took his own life. Word today that Jane Goodall has died. The Institute in her name announcing the famed primatologist and anthropologist passed away. Goodall is credited with dramatic changes in research of chimpanzees. She was 91. This is ABC News. Authorities have revealed details in the death of a regional district director for Congressman Tony Gonzalez. Uvalde firefighters say she was found September 13th suffering from severe burns. Investigators say Regina Santos Avalis, shown on security video, shows that she doused herself with gasoline and ignited her clothing, but they don't know why. In Vermont, months before the first snow, they're cleaning up the ski slopes with a little help from nature's hungry grass lovers.
There's one of the lawnmowers. And there's another. High atop Jay Peak in Vermont near the Canadian border, goats are clearing overgrown vegetation on 25 acres of hills. The goal of the goatscaping is to reduce reliance on gas-powered mowers, and they're great for the environment, reducing erosion and increasing the cleared site's ability to hold water. The goats, described as model employees, they don't need sick days or vacation time, and their lunch breaks? Well, that's kind of the entire job.
ABC Sherry Preston, Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24-7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24-7 with the Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, Republican lawmakers are again proposing a medical marijuana bill. Wausau area Representative Pat Snyder says it's important to get people talking, even though a medical marijuana bill has never made it to the floor for a vote.
I have people at the doors when I go out and campaign and see them. They say, keep putting that out there. We need it. And so I think that's why we do it. We just don't want to let it get forgotten.
Snyder and Senators Mary Felskowski and Pat Teston have altered last year's attempt by removing state-operated dispensaries and leaving sales to private businesses. Wisconsin's sole nuclear power plant secures federal approval to continue operating for years to come.
Wisconsin's only remaining nuclear plant will continue to generate power for the next three decades. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission approving subsequent license renewal for Point Beach Nuclear Plant Units 1 and 2, extending operations through 2050 and 2053, respectively. Plant operated by Next Era Energy on a 1,200-acre site along the Lake Michigan shore, north of Two Rivers, supplies approximately 14% of Wisconsin's total electricity. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Plans are moving ahead for another Microsoft data center in Racine County. The Plan Commission for the Village of Caledonia voted Monday night to approve rezoning 244 acres of farmland to accommodate the center. The vote came after residents presented heated opposition to the plan. Village trustee Fran Martin told the committee she had concerns about the project.
What I'm urging us to do is to become fully informed. Wait until we have more information and then vote.
The full village board is expected to vote on the rezoning next month. Microsoft's already building a data center in the Racine County village of Mount Pleasant. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The soy complex. All it took was a little encouragement from President Trump, and the sellers exited the bean market. That helped to lift corn and wheat prices well above session lows. The rally in corn reversed the rally in Fed and feeder cattle. Liquidation and lean hogs also turned prices there to the downside.
Live via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. And we're continuing our coverage of World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. This afternoon, we'll talk markets, including dairy markets, with Phil Plord of EverAg. Right after the news with Michelle Rook, we'll check in with Todd Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com. I'm producer Big Apple Joe Stackler. And now, the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Big Apple Joe, thank you so much. Welcome to Madison, Wisconsin, the World Dairy Expo up here. It's been a good day here in Madison. A big thank you to United Animal Health for making this afternoon's coverage from the World Dairy Expo possible. United Animal Health, scientifically better animal nutrition. Visit United Animal Health at unitedanh.com. All right. What a ride in the soy complex we had today. Good grief. Markets were trading under pressure. It just kind of felt like a hangover day from that negative grain stocks report that we got for corn on Tuesday. And instead, it turned into some hope that President Trump and President Xi are going to get together and have a conversation about trade. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. You know what? Let's go ahead and make it happen right now. Let's get Michelle Rook in here from Markets Now on AgWeb.com. And Michelle is also the Ag Day National Reporter. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, not bad. I love World Dairy Expo. One of my favorite shows.
All right. Can I make you jealous?
Did you have ice cream already?
Yeah, I had a chocolate shake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a dairy kid. I used to go there and judge and show and everything. So
yeah.
That's
oh, man. So that's like, this is like family reunion time for you here.
Yeah. It was, like I said, always one of my favorite shows.
That's fantastic. Well,
but I agree with you. Wild ride in the stupid soybean market. As soon as we started to turn, I'm looking on the president's social media site going, president had to say something about China.
Yep. And there it was.
There it was.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, hey, before we get Bub in here, let's go ahead and cover what happened in the markets.
Absolutely. Wheat futures under pressure for much of the session. December softwood winter wheat opened steady and then spiked to near session high, or opened steady in near session highs, and then spiked to a new contract low. Then it recovered to post a high range close. Taiwan is showing interest in milling quality wheat, and some are hopeful the recent agreement between the U.S. and Taiwan will lead to a sale this week. Traders also noted Ukraine is expected to increase its winter wheat area this year by as much as 9%. December HRW wheat futures 2.25 cents lower at 495.5. DCSRW wheat was up 1.25 at 509.25. D spring wheat closed at 557, down 5.75 cents.
Michelle, that wheat market just acted like it was going to ignore what was happening in soybeans and corn right up until the last few seconds. And then the heavier volume SRW market, the Chicago market, finally caught some fire and got back up there and closed on the top side of unchanged. So that's positive for tomorrow.
Yeah. Funds are pretty short. Maybe they'll cover some here. Well, the hangover from yesterday's negative quarterly grain stocks data for corn did weigh on prices early in the session. Lower wheat and soybean prices added to the negative tone. Ethanol production in the week ended September 26, averaged 995,000 barrels per day, down 29,000 from the previous week and 25,000 barrels behind the same week last year. Ethanol stocks in the week dropped 704,000 barrels to 22.8 million, showing good demand there. Generally clear harvest weather, though, across the Corn Belt expected to cap buying in the corn. December corn opened fractionally higher, dropped to within a half cent of support at 410, and then recovered on support from soybeans to close above that opening range. D's corn futures a penny higher at 416.5, and March three quarters better at 432.75 on the day.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That good demand on ethanol. It sounds like they moved some stocks out, slowed production down in some facilities, doing a little bit of maintenance before we get the new crop supply in.
For sure. Well, here's where all the excitement was in the soybeans. President Trump says he and President Xi will be meeting in 4 weeks, and that soybeans are going to be a major topic of discussion. At least that's according to Reuters. November beans gapped slightly lower and traded as much as 8 cents lower early in the session. Prices then reversed and rallied more than 25 cents from lows to close above yesterday's high and to complete an upside reversal. We like those. Soybean oil futures also posted an upside reversal while bean meal erased early losses. November beans 11.25 higher at 10.13. March beans settled at 10.46.25, up 10.5 cents.
You know, the important thing here is that it's basically believed that Trump will not meet with Xi unless they've got a deal. So hopefully just the idea that they're going to meet is a good sign that there is a deal to be had here.
Yeah, let's hope we get a deal, but I know we've already lost some of our export window, unfortunately. Cotton futures opened lower, traded sharply lower before those comments from the president. There's some hope that an agreement with China could include some purchases of cotton. D's cotton today was 18 points lower, though, at 65.59. We were lower in cattle as well, and October live cattle, 75 cents lower, 231.10. October feeders were 205 lower at 358.97.5, and we saw some profit taking and long liquidation in the hogs, with October hogs down 142.5 to 98.42.5. And that's your news.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Michelle. Yeah. We'll talk to you later. All right, let's bring him in. Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, Bubba?
What's up there out in Madison, Wisconsin? What's going on?
Well, what's going on is grilled cheese and chocolate milkshakes, man.
What's wrong with that? Isn't that the way it should be?
That's my
daily meal. What else could you ask for?
I can tell you what else I can ask for. I can ask for back-to-back wins by the Cubbies.
That's a good chance. I think they're going to sweep the series today. But I know you don't want to talk about the Cubs. The Greens were very oversold. I don't care about the announcement, whatever. They were oversold. They figured to get a bounce. The question is, can they follow through? And that's been the issue for forever. I mean, we're extremely overdone. be out of bounds. A nice rally to finish the day and everything, but let's see if it can continue.
Well, the thing that I appreciated about the late recovery and the beans in particular is that it showed the beans are appreciated about the late recovery and the beans in particular is that it showed the beans are still going to be, they're still paying attention to headlines. They're not numb to news.
Yeah, I agree with that. But again, I have to go back to when I look at a chart, if I didn't hear any news and I had, you know, blindfold on, I just looked at the chart and I go, okay, they're going to bounce from there. And that's what happened. I mean, I thought that this morning when I saw the sell-off from yesterday continuing into this morning, you're going to get a bounce. But the real question here is, headlines or no headlines, can we get some new money buyers to come in? Can we get those livestock traders that are going to get out of all that livestock now and bring that money into the grain market so they can push the grains hard?
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, it would be something if we could see some of the money roll into that market and, you know, even just get everybody off get the bulk of it off the short side of the market. I think that would help us out quite a bit. All right, Bubba, we'll 100%. Talk to you later. Go Cubs, go.
Thanks. Grilled cheese and milkshake. Let's go.
Love it. Love it. All right. That is Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. We are live thanks to United Animal Health at the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. When we come back, we're going to talk milk markets, all the factors that are influencing the milk markets with Phil Plord from EverEgg. Next.
At United Animal Health, we all share a love for animals. We have devoted our lives to agriculture and to the well-being and productivity of animals. With our guiding principle to always have the best answer, we listen to the animal and let the animal tell us what works and what doesn't. We know that if the animal is healthy and productive, so is the producer, the consumer, and our communities. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
Join us as we celebrate three decades of Commodity Classic, agriculture's largest farmer-led event, February 25th through 27th. Experience game-changing solutions, connect with thousands of forward-thinking farmers, and explore innovations from over 400 companies, all focused on powering your farm forward with efficiency and profitability. Housing and registration opens November 6th. Don't miss 30 years of agricultural excellence in the heart of Texas.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
When the game is on, championship.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen. Proven G3's three modes of action: feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.19% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Well, it seems appropriate. I would have liked to have heard a little bit more cowbell in that, but it does seem appropriate to have that song playing because we are at the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. A big thank you to United Animal Health for making this afternoon's coverage from the World Dairy Expo possible. United Animal Health, scientifically better animal nutrition. Visit United Animal Health at unitedanh.com. All right, let's get to what's going on in the markets. Phil Plord, head of market intelligence at EverAg. Man, we're in your backyard right now, aren't we?
Just a little hop, skip, and jump away.
Good deal. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good.
Don't fear the reaper. It's a bad, but ominous, but maybe appropriate intro today.
Do you think so?
Well, I don't know. It's been kind of rough going.
I like it when a guest sits down at the table and the first thing that he does is he gives me an update on the score. I appreciate that very much.
Hub zero.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. San Diego zero. I mean, it's almost like we got to get behind before we can come back and win this. But hey, the Brewers did that for, 12 games in a row or something.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
A pretty exciting summer here if you're watching the Brewers games.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Don't go to bed early.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Let's talk generalities about the industry first, Phil. How's it doing?
Look, it's never easy. I think that from a farm perspective, I think we've had pretty good trailing farm profitability. Again, not everybody, not every place, but the last couple of years have been pretty good. And while I think that's going to change, it hasn't changed exactly yet in terms of what farmers are seeing. I think on the processing side, I think that, if you've got export angles, it's been really, really good. If you're super domestic focused, it's been a little choppier.
Yep.
And I think that protein is a winner.
Yeah.
Protein is a winner. And dairy, there's these wellness trends, GLP-1 medications, there's a few tailwinds and we're running hard with it.
Yeah.
And it's, today or this week, Starbucks introduced these protein lattes.
Yeah.
Some of my colleagues were in Amarillo today and they were at a Starbucks and they had 41 grams of protein in their latte. They had the latte cold foam.
Right.
Protein cold foam. So.
Okay. I heard about this earlier in the week that it was coming. Do we know what the protein's made of?
WPI, whey protein isolate.
Well, that's got to be good news.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. So there are some stories that are downbeat, which I'm sure we'll get to, but, clean label, protein. Big winners for dairy at the moment.
Wow. 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 Okay. One other thing on the industry side of things, before we start talking about some of the components of the market right there, this calf market and the beef cross calves are just, I mean, for a lot of these operations, it's been life changing.
Well, yeah, I would say that in the 30-ish years that I've been covering these markets, it's the most interesting, intriguing story that we've ever seen, because there's so many different pieces of it. But the bottom line is that you've created or you've seen, basically at least $3 per hundredweight of incremental income.
Yeah.
From the beef business. And the cost side of that is basically zero. I mean, it hasn't cost much to get it. Right. I mean, you're always selling cull cows, right? You're always selling bull calves. But the beef on dairy thing, all right, you pay a little bit for the semen, but the calf hits the ground, $900, $1,000,
$1,200,
gone the next day, cash in hand. And from a market analytics perspective, it's you can't say, well, back in 1974 when we saw this, right? We're sort of in this unprecedented territory.
Yeah, yeah. So it when you talk with producers out there that are doing the beef cross calves, is it changing how they are managing the rest of their dairy? I mean, does it have them pulling in their horns on expansion? Are they looking at it and saying, maybe this is big enough?
I don't think so. I mean, okay. I think I think you have to look at that in the context of the past 2 to 3 years with all this capacity expansion on the processing side. We've been saying, more milk, please, more milk, please, more milk, please, right?
Yeah.
And so we open up space for more milk and more animals. And so I think that that's informed at least the front end of this story,
yep.
where there's just been demand for cows in Kansas or in South Dakota or where or in Lubbock where these new plants are going in.
Right.
I think that's kind of, you know, part of the story. But you've done it with a heifer, you know, dairy heifer population that's so small. And so, well, have we changed something? Yeah, we've held on to cows longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a cost to that in terms of productivity, maybe in terms of resilience in the heat. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I've talked to a producer this morning who said that, you know, that it's just when you look at the dollars, you know, it just makes, you know, it makes a lot of sense to hold on to that. Meanwhile, while that cow is hanging on longer, she's gaining weight.
Yeah.
Which just makes her that more valuable on the beef side, right?
Exactly.
And so there's all these like
in
link
the coal
parts.
Market, yeah. Man, oh man. Yeah. I agree in the idea that it is one of the most, interesting changes that we've seen in an ag segment maybe in our careers.
For me personally, And it's a confluence of about seven different things all happening at once.
Right, right. And at the same time, when you look at how it might impact the beef side of the equation, when you look at how it might impact the dairy side of the equation, you kind of have to sit there and say, well, we're learning it. We're figuring it out.
Yeah, and look, beef, you know, at some point, the cattle cycle is going to flip. It always does.
Yep.
Well, what's going to do it? Is it supplies or demand? Well, on the demand side, we're certainly testing every theory about elasticity of demand that's out there, right? Yep. Ground beef at all-time highs, you know, up 13% year-over-year. What are big numbers, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, is the consumer going to, you know, so far the consumer said, well, hey, I love beef. Give me more, right?
Yep.
If that starts to tip a little bit, we might be getting there. Then what is, you know, what are the knock-on effects on the cattle market? And then, you know, how does that play out down the line in dairy, and how fast does it all happen?
Right.
We don't know.
Right. Okay. On the demand side, let's stay there and let's stay on protein here. One of the trends that I've noticed at the grocery store is more and more of the yogurts are carrying more and more protein all the time.
Yep.
15 grams, 20 grams in a small, what looks to me like a small serving size. The whole movement to high protein is influencing some of the products that you guys that the industry is putting out there on the shelves.
Well, yeah, you got a couple of big tailwinds. You've got just a general wellness trend, and we track traffic data. A company called Placer AI that does device tracking. You know, we buy their data,
okay,
and they show, you know, fitness centers.
Okay.
And, you know, traffic into fitness centers, you know, it went through a wave during COVID. But since COVID, I mean, it has steadily gotten better. I mean, you have your February dip and all that stuff. But net, traffic into wellness centers has been going up 6%, 7%, 8% year over year. So there's a crowd of folks that we're going to the gym.
Yeah.
And then you have GLP-1 medication.
Yeah.
Which, you know, people that are eating fewer calories are looking for protein density.
Yeah.
Well, these dairy, you know, the ready-to-drink protein, ready-to-drink protein stuff, the ready-to-mix protein powders, yogurt, you know, all those things are all very favorable, you know, while we got that. And so that's been a winner. Now, GLP-1 could hurt elsewhere in the dairy constellation, but the neat thing, too, is high-dollar stuff.
Yeah. And at the same time, while that is happening on the protein side of things, when you look at what's happening on cheese demand is still pretty outstanding too, isn't it?
Yeah, although it's been flat.
Okay.
And it's been flat for a little while. I think the restaurant business in the United States has not been doing great.
Okay.
And I believe, many people believe that pound for pound, we eat more in restaurants than we do at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we just look at the QSR trends have been really poor, traffic trends, same store sales. So the middle income, lower income consumer, you know, the $8 hamburger or whatever, right? These things used to be cheap. They seem expensive. So restaurant traffic is very flat to negative right now. And so that's a headwind for the industry. And so that's, you know, that's a concern. I think we got to figure out how to, get that going. Now, the restaurants aren't laying down. McDonald's coming back with the extra value meal. I think you'll see some more pizza promotions. And so I think that we'll get that going again. But that's been a soft spot, frankly, for the cheese market this year.
Yeah.
Exports have been great. And that's been a great boon to pricing.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk more about exports. After the morning shows, I had a listener call and say, or send me a note, wanted to know when McDonald's is going to start serving a grilled cheese.
Well, no, I mean, anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Go talk to the DMI people in the lobby and...
But can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, that's a needle mover.
Yeah. In a Happy Meal? Good grief.
Yeah. Those are things we'd be looking for if you're rooting for cheese demands.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. All right. We are in the middle of a conversation with Phil Plourd, head of market intelligence at EverAg. I mentioned those exports. I want to talk about that when we come back. And then we got to talk about the supply side of the market as well. What is happening with that cow herd? We'll cover it next here on AgriTalk.
Tariffs, trade deals, federal budgets, regulations, uncertainty abounds wherever you look. But one thing seems certain. The 2025 corn crop could break records across the United States. Talk with an AgMarket.net hedging strategist today, and we'll help you cut through the noise so you can make informed decisions based on facts. Our experienced team offers farmers and producers commodity brokerage and consulting services. Global perspective, local insight. Head to AgMarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
All right, let's head over to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and recap how the markets closed. December HRW wheat futures, 2.25 cents lower, 495.5. December SRW wheat up 1.25 to 509.25. December corn futures, penny higher, 416.5. March corn up 0.75 cents, 432.75. November beans, 11.25 cents higher, 1013. March beans closed at 10.46 1/4, up 10.5 cents. December cotton today was 18 points lower at 65.59, but that market was well off session lows. October live cattle, 75 cents lower, 231.10. October feeders, 205 lower at 358.97.5. And October lean hogs down 1.42.5 to 98.42.5. Hey, get more at tryprofarmer.com.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lam Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lam Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lam Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lam Ag Services.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG. Stressed out or
running. Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are at the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. Big thank you to United Animal Health. United Animal Health, scientifically better animal nutrition. Visit United Animal Health at unitedanh.com. We are in the middle of a conversation with Phil Plord. He is the head of market intelligence at EverAg. We talked a lot about some of the trends in domestic consumption and so on. And you mentioned exports a couple of times in that first conversation. Sounds like there's plenty of demand around the globe for U.S. dairy product.
Yeah, when all is said and done this year, we will export more cheese than we've ever exported before. Our whey exports have been strong. Butter exports, I don't know if they'll be a record level, but certainly the most we've seen in at least a decade in terms of the amount of butter we're shipping overseas. And I think that, you know, some of that's a function of price, which we'll talk about. But I think some of it's just a function of the U.S. dairy industry just doing a better job of kind of getting ingrained in that global
rhythm. Yeah.
So it's not just one and done, right? We used to be like the sixth man off the bench. Oh, someone's hurt. We'll bring in America,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And, you know, we'd get some minutes.
Yeah.
And then the starter would come back to the lineup, and we were back on the bench.
Yep.
And I think we're getting more time, if you will, in those markets. Now, this year, you know, our price has been super competitive globally, and that's been a big help. Mm-hmm. But I think that when we talk to our clients, we're sensing that they're getting a bigger, you know, it's a more consistent toehold. It's not just like a, oh, yeah, we better call America. You know, we're in the mix, I guess.
Okay.
A good way to say it.
Yeah. Yeah. Becoming part of the regular business.
Correct.
That's awesome. So what's that mean for our competitors? You know, looking at New Zealand and some of the other dairy exporting areas out there, what's it mean for them?
Well, it's a challenge and it's a fight, you know, but I do think let's zoom out for a little bit and just look at things structurally, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, European milk production is challenged by environmental regulations, you know, yeah. Fewer cow numbers. So that industry, I'm not going to say it's never going to grow again, but it's not going to grow big, right?
Right.
New Zealand is in a similar circumstance. It's a small island. I'm not going to say dairy's totally tapped out, but, you know, there's not a lot of growth in those places.
Gotcha.
So I think the big promise from an American dairy perspective is, we've got the horse cow power. We've
yep.
got the energy. We've got the know-how to be in the game. So I think there's a medium to long-term game where the U.S. fills voids created by others who are backing out of the supply side.
Gotcha.
Now, short-term, you know, there's like today, European cheese prices are down quite a bit from the top. And then as that European price comes down, our price probably has to keep going down yeah. to compete. So it's not free and clear, but, you know, there's always a relationship between risk and reward, Chip, right?
Yep.
The more risk, the more reward.
Yep.
Exports can be a little bit more of a high wire act, but I think the rewards clearly outweigh the risks.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So if you're going to sum this all up, I mean, we're going to rate demand for U.S. product generally as a positive.
Globally, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the supply side. What are some of the dynamics there on the supply side? How's the herd changing?
Genomics and genetics are a huge story.
Yeah.
And, you know, every cow that hits the ground is better than, you know, last year's model, if you will.
Yep.
And the acceleration in genetic selection that genomic testing brings. I was on a panel with a nutritionist a few weeks ago, and they said, something along the lines of what used to take four generations takes one, or you know, I mean, yeah. we're skipping so fast down the line. And so, you know, productivity wise, we are really built for speed. And certainly on the fat side of that, you know, we're making more fat as well. So, I mean, I think that we are just tremendously good at dairy farming,
yeah.
at the animal side of dairy farming, right? We asked for more milk the past couple of years, and well, by gosh, we've gotten it.
Yeah.
We've told dairy farmers for 7 years that fat is valuable. And what do you know? They've listened, right? We have mm-hmm. more fat than, you know, almost what we know to do with today, you know, all of a sudden. So I think that the supply side is really, really good just in terms of how we're structured. And there's, you know, there's always going to be stories of, you know, mom and pop farmer are 65 years old. The kids don't want the farm. You know, they're not disaster exits, but they're exits, right?
Right.
That's going to keep going on
yep.
because it sort of goes on, right?
Yep.
But I think that, you know, there are, you know, at the in the you know the top end of the size spectrum, I think these guys and gals are in it to win it, and you know they're willing to grow their business, and it's huge investments.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like, oh, you know, $20,000 we're going to build a barn, right? It's
right
tens of millions of dollars to build a big new modern dairy. So.
Exactly,
but they're spending the money.
Okay, so the changing makeup of the milk, you mentioned, you know, producing milk with a higher fat content, is that changing how these markets are interacting?
Well, I think we're finally getting to the point where people are saying, you know, thanks, but we're good. I think that, you know, for cheese plants, it's sometimes hard to get the full value of the fat in the cheese. So you're going to see a lot more focus in the months ahead on fat protein ratios.
Okay.
That, hey, look, delivers all the fat you want, but you got to keep the protein, you know, in step with that.
Yeah.
I think we're already hearing of some examples of just out and out fat caps, where a cheesemaker saying, we'll pay up to 4.2 or 4.3. Beyond that, we can't pay you for the milk, for the fat.
Right.
So I think we'll see a response farmers will respond to the incentive. They'll, yeah, you know, they've been feeding for fat. The genetics are one part. They've also been feeding for fat. I think that's going to slow way down here in the months ahead, because the market signal's changing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What is your outlook for just for class 3 milk futures?
Well, the only reason to be bullish today is that everybody's all of a sudden very bearish. Look, we've had 3% plus milk production growth 3 months in a row. We have 176,000 more cows in the herd than we did a year ago.
Okay.
We are going to have supply, you know, for the whatever medium term. And it's hard to turn it off, right? It never happens fast. Just in terms of the process, right? And then the big kick in the shins from a U.S. dairy perspective is that Europe was kind of having a so-so season. And then the weather got really good. Disease really never took hold like was feared. And all of a sudden in August, you know, Netherlands up 4.8%, Poland up 4-something. You know, so you've seen all of a sudden this little spikiness in European milk production.
Yeah.
I don't think it's structural. It could be a flash in the pan.
Okay.
But it's not really a convenient time for it from a U.S. dairy market perspective.
Okay.
And so we've seen European cheese prices down, European butter prices down. And so I think for the near term, it creates some real challenges, you know, for the U.S. We can't export cheese at $1.80 a pound, you know, today.
Okay.
We could all summer or most of the summer.
Okay.
Today, that number might be closer to $1.50. And that's, you know, I mean, that's not nearly as exciting milk price wise.
Yeah. So, again, I guess I'm going to go back to where we started off in a more general sense. There's profitability in the industry, though, isn't there?
Yes.
And is it because of milk or is it because of calves?
Well, I think if you just look at the numbers, futures prices, our models on dairy margin coverage, you know, milk overfeed models,
yeah,
we're kind of skating closer to the line of trouble.
Okay.
But we're still okay. We're above average for the next 12 months. Again, futures say that. But then, yeah, we got $3 of beef income on top of that. So that is the big question right now, is if milk income gets tight, the farmers say, oh, we're going to cull more cows? Or they say, I'm going to keep these cows because the beef income is worth so much.
Yeah.
And we don't really know.
So does the combination of a, you know, sliding right along close to break even on dairy, making money on the calf side of things, does it complicate the risk management approach that dairies are using?
Well, I think that if you're looking at it from the lens of, oh, wait, people are going to keep on these cows longer, milk prices might have to go lower to drive change, right?
Yeah.
That's one argument. So I think it's a variable that you have to consider. I would say that, you know, I've been talking about playing defense, you know, for a while. It's like, well, you know, the domestic demand situation is so-so. We're going to make more milk.
Yeah.
Exports are good now. But is it an environment to be fooling around in? And I'm in the business, so this will not come as a shock. But, you know, some of these insurance products, it's like, well, buy the insurance and be bullish.
Yeah.
You know, play defense.
Yep.
And, you know, but now we're at a challenging point where those numbers aren't as sexy as they were 6 months ago going forward. And then that's more challenging.
Okay. All right. I think about, you know, without coming right out and saying it, there was a time that the calf was a byproduct coming out of the dairy.
Sometimes you had to pay people to get them.
You had to pay people to take it. If that's the case, then it's a byproduct.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, you know, we saw what happened to the hog industry when a pork chop became the byproduct and manure was the number one profitable thing coming out of the finishing house. I mean, that whole thing got upside down. Are we at risk of getting this thing upside down, Phil?
I think it'd be hard, really. I mean, because I think it, I mean, I'm not an expert in these things, but to me, the cow's there every day giving milk, right?
Yeah.
Such a literally and figuratively a fluid dynamic, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you don't want to be in the dairy business, you know, you don't want to get up and milk cows every day, right?
Right.
So I think it's kind of binary. You're either you're in or you're out. I you know, it's fun to say, oh, beef might be the byproduct for a while. And sometimes you talk about whey being the, you know, we'd rather make whey than cheese, right?
Right.
They have to make the cheese to get the whey. I mean, there's some, you know, dog, tails wagging dogs out there.
Perfect.
But I think that, you know, the markets have to clear, the markets work. And, you know, we still need to sell a lot of cheese, butter and such.
Yeah. And like we've talked about a couple of times, the trends that are happening right now and the way that the American consumer is eating, they're supporting the beef, they're supporting the dairy, they're supporting, you know, whole food.
Correct.
And it's a positive for us going forward.
We just might have a little bit too much of it right now.
Yes.
For the moment.
Yes, for the moment.
Yes.
For the moment. Phil, it's fun sitting and talking with you, man. I enjoy this. I learn a lot when it's you and me, man. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Chip.
I appreciate it very much.
For opening it last look. Hate to tell you.
We'll get that figured out before the day's over, too. Phil Plord, head of market intelligence at EverAg. All right. We are going to learn more from United Animal Health when we come back here on AgriTalk.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
Share a love for animals. We have devoted our lives to agriculture and to the well-being and productivity of animals. With our guiding principle to always have the best answer, we listen to the animal and let the animal tell us what works and what doesn't. We know that if the animal is healthy and productive, so is the producer, the consumer, and our communities. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
Next on our Corn Hall of Fame tour, Pioneer brand PowerCore and List Corn.
Ooh, look at all the trophies.
Yes, PowerCore and List beats competitors with a 7.7 bushel per acre yield advantage. Three distinct modes of pest control action and unsurpassed herbicide flexibility mean above ground pests and weeds can't win.
But what if they try?
They wouldn't dare.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
And welcome back to AgriTalk. We are live at the World Dairy Expo, Madison, Wisconsin. A big thank you to United Animal Health for making this afternoon's coverage from the World Dairy Expo possible. And joining us right now, Maple Ament. She is the key dairy account manager for United Animal Health. Maple, welcome to AgriTalk. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Glad that you're here. As we were talking about before you got on here, it's not your first trip to the World Dairy Expo, is it?
No, not my first time.
Yeah.
You're my last.
Well, good. Good, good. Been here for a long time, which seems to be the case in this at this show. Boy, once you get into it, you find a way to stick in the industry.
That's right. That's right. Once dairy's in your blood, you can't get it out.
That's right. Okay. So what's new at United Animal Health?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah. With United Animal Health, there's a lot of different things. I think our focus is really trying to be the leader in developing solutions for dairies, especially through pathogen control and different things like that is really what we're working towards.
All right. What does that mean for a dairy producer out there? The efforts that you're putting into that, what does it mean for a dairy producer?
Yeah, so kind of what it looks like for a dairy producer is kind of a multi-prong approach. So we really want to help manage their costs on the dairy and then really help them on disease challenges. So getting a healthier cow, keeping that cow healthy in the long run, keeps that cow in the herd, more milk production in the tank. So that's really kind of what we're striving for. Yep. With United Animal Health and really developing some products that kind of really keep those cows happy and healthy.
Yep. Yeah.
Making money for those producers.
Yeah. A healthy cow is an efficient cow.
Exactly.
And that's what you're shooting for there.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you are learning and seeing related to cow health through the PathConnect surveillance?
Yeah. So PathConnect is a tool that we utilize on farms. So really what we're finding is there's a lot of co-infection issues coming up. So co-infection kind of, we're talking about multiple diseases that we're seeing, like an E. coli, Clostridium salmonella, and all those bugs are really affecting the cows. And maybe you don't see it by looking at the cow, but with our PathConnect surveillance programs, we can really dive in and really see what's going on inside of those cows and better serve those customers and getting those cows back to a better balance.
Yeah. Yeah. in the cattle industry, in the dairy, in hogs, it's those co-infections that seem to be the focus of animal health companies in general right now. It's a problem.
Yeah, it really is a problem. And I think that's coming to more light with multiple companies really trying to dial in and help gain a better understanding on what really those cows are dealing with that's under the surface that you maybe just really don't see.
Right, right. So what can producers do to help fight those co-infection issues?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing right off the bat, they got to find out what they're dealing with. So they need to get those bugs identified. How many are they dealing with on the farms? And then they got to kind of develop an approach, you know, to manage those bugs and kind of reduce those numbers. And a lot of it comes down to, you know, working with their vet team, their nutritionist, and, you know, putting in some different products that might help into those rations that help kind of reduce those pathogen loads.
Yep. Yep. All right. All right. So dairy producers, I mean, it's common in the ag industry right now, but dairy producers they've got some headwinds to get to profitability. What are some of the biggest challenges that you see on that front as you're working with producers?
Yeah, I think everything comes down to cost, right? So they got to have something that's, you know, not cost prohibitive, but they got to have something that they can put in that can still make the money and kind of help fix their problems. And I think that's everybody is looking for that. Like, what's the golden ticket to say that can help those producers and get them back on track, but they're not spending a lot of money as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a cash flow.
Yeah, everybody's looking for the golden ticket. Everybody's looking for the silver bullet.
That's right.
Do microbials fit into that category?
They do. So, yeah, that's the nice thing, that there's a lot more research coming out really showing that direct-fed microbials are really helping to reduce pathogen loads and kind of reducing those co-infection problems that these dairies are seeing. And that's kind of, I think, the path going forward. Reducing antibiotic usage. I think that's a long-term goal for most farms out there and really what the public wants to see. So these direct-fed microbials are really going to become a big player as we get more and more information out there.
Yeah. Phil was on here just a bit ago, and he was talking about the way that the genetic improvement is pushing this cow herd forward, how the genetics have just got everything focused on production. If we can keep these genetically superior animals healthy, they'll produce like crazy for us, no question about it. So how are you working with some of the customers to make that happen?
Yeah, so that's a great point. So you really want to keep those cows in high production, but you also got to keep them reproductively sound, right?
Yep.
Because you want to be able to, if those are high genomic cattle, you want to be able to flush those cows. And if they're not a healthy cow, not able to provide high quality embryos, they're not going to do that. So really our goal is to really identify what bugs those farms are dealing with and put together a multi-prong approach on those farms. So that's working with their nutritionists, that's working with their veterinarian to really reduce those bacteria counts and also monitoring their feed. So a lot of feed can become contaminated, and how we can better help those farms clean up feed bunks, clean up areas, really for better long-term production and long-term reproductive health, especially on those high genomic cattle.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Maple, I tell you what, every time I sit down and talk with people that have experience in the dairy industry, I learn so much. And I'm adding you to the list on that one. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. I appreciate it. That is Maple Ament. She is the key dairy account manager for United Animal Health. United Animal Health, scientifically better animal nutrition. Visit United Animal Health at UnitedANH.com. All right. Let's hit the National Weather Service 6-10-day outlook. This is for October 7th through the 11th. We've got above normal temperatures expected over the entire Corn Belt and above normal precipitation also expected across the Corn Belt for October 7th through the 11th. Out in the 8 to 14 day, this is for October 9th through the 15th. The above normal temperatures stick around, and it's going to be more active. Above normal precipitation in the outlook as well. All right, thanks to United Animal Health. Thanks to Phil Plord for coming on today. We'll be back at the World Dairy Expo tomorrow on AgriTalk.
Running a trucking business is hard enough. Don't let compliance paperwork slow you down. At Dakota Group, we make DOT compliance simple and easy. From MCS 150 and UCR filings to strategic advisory services and more, Dakota Group is your trusted partner for comprehensive trucking compliance solutions. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today. Call 844-426-2400 today. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is MediShare. That's right,
of course. Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and your healthcare bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems, and let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in and it's just what you need, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, can save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.